Good morning. This is Classic Country 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are so much more than just prescription medications. Joining me now is the new principal at Clear Creek Middle School here in Buffalo, Brandon Ferris. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time here today as we're just going to kind of introduce you here to the community. And let's start off by telling us where you're from.
Okay. Born and raised in southern Idaho and was 12 years, went to college over there at Idaho State University, earned the final in 2013. Was I finished up my doctorate in educational administration.
Dr. Ferris then?
Sure, certainly.
All right.
I get everything at the middle school. Mr. Ferris, Dr. Ferris, anything's great. So that's fine. let's see. And before I started my teaching career, I taught special education for a number of years in Idaho, then was an administrator there. Everything from a principal to a superintendent to got to spend some time as an athletic director. Now it's called activities director. And then the last 7 years I've been in Du Bois, Wyoming as the K-12 principal there. And just a wonderful thing. It's been an awesome transition to Wyoming for my family and me. My wife, Nicole, gets to stay at home with our two-year-old Benson, and then I have a sixth grader Gretchen and a seventh grader Decker, and we're just super excited to be here in Buffalo and working among you. So,
and what made you want to come to Buffalo? How did Buffalo come about as a destination for you?
Absolute loved the area. The last 7 years that I've been in the state, you kind of school shop, you know, you kind of look around and see places, and just always been impressed with how the students from Buffalo represent you and the staff and things that we've been able to see. And Du Bois was just an awesome place for us to be, but it was nice to transition to maybe a little bit larger setting. We didn't want too big, and Buffalo just hit that just right mark. And you know, timing couldn't have been better when they had an opening for principals, so we thought, you know, you never know, let's try it. And it just has really felt good ever since.
You know, you mentioned you started as a teacher and then kind of worked your way into administration, and it sounds like you've held just about every position there is. What kind of made you want to make that transition into administration?
You know, I love teaching special ed, and that's where my heart still is. You know, I believe that I'm still a teacher, and every decision that I make or anything that I affect, I try to really think what's going to best suit the learning needs of our students, and what would I want as a teacher. And then I think basically was from after being a full-time teacher for a number of years, I think that transition happened for me just to kind of getting a little bit a broader vision of kind of what the school does and even the district does, and just kind of seeing that bigger picture of schools and being interested in that and kind of moving in that direction. But I still consider myself a teacher at heart.
Having been a teacher and administrator, how important do you feel it is, such things like stepping into the classroom to observe instruction, that sort of thing?
Oh, it's huge. You know, that's what we do this year. As a district, we're going to do some team observations that administration team come into different buildings. And so it's kind of like swarm the building, so to speak. But just to get other people's ideas of what they're seeing. But the more that we can as educators, and you want to build that relationship of trust, and we really have started doing that, I think, really well in our building already for the year. And I'm new, so they've got to get to know me and know my style. But as teachers become to trust you, and that trust comes from them seeing you, from you being visible, you being in their classrooms regularly, they know that you're not out to get them or to try to play gotcha with anything. And then you can really have those great conversations of what I'm seeing in the classroom. And as eventually what we want to get to is what's best teaching practices, what are we doing well, what can we do better, and then that's the way that we can best serve our students. And that's my role. I consider myself the instructional leader of the building, so absolutely big part.
And as a principal, what would you say gets the bulk of your attention during a given school week?
Let's see. just that, you know, being around from class to class, being out and being moving around an average day. You know, I'm gonna start the day in the morning where I like to greet the students and checking in with students, and you know, I call it kind of checking the pulse of the building and see how everybody's doing, see what they did over the, you know, we'll come back on a Monday, how we did over the weekend, what happened, what sporting activities. I try to attend most all of the activities that my school kids are involved in. My son Decker plays football as a seventh grader. My daughter Gretchen is on the cross country team. We like to go and see the volleyball team, of course, and even support the varsity games. But any way that you can, again, that all helps to build that relationship of trust. And then when you see those students, you can connect with them on that different level. But I think connecting with students and teachers is a big part of every day what we do, and being visible and being out there. Now, there's a number of things sometimes that come through, you know, that can take up. There's a lot of building management things that happen as well, just the day and day, from if there's issues with transportation or maintenance or food services, or, you know, there's all those kinds of things that can happen too. But really try to make a real concerted effort to try and to stay with that student learning piece and what's going on in the building that direction. And of course, those other things have to happen, and they are important, but really try to focus my day on with the students and with the teachers.
You mentioned watching cross country. You got to be dedicated to be a spectator for cross country.
It's a new thing for me, that's for sure. You know, it's great. My daughter, she just loves it. And man, Mike Scarlett and Mrs. Ivy, they do such a fabulous job of just keeping it fun, and their practices are fun, because I'm like you thinking, how much fun can running for miles be?
I'm sure it's more fun for the runners than the spectators.
They make it fun, and you see, and you kind of, we're learning. We follow the rest of the spectators, my wife and I, and you get at the starting line, and then they go, and then you see everybody just take off walking, all the spectators, and you think, this is good. We must do this. Let's follow them. So we follow them, get to another spot. Sure enough, then you get kind of a glimpse of them. Hey, go Buffalo. Let's go Gretchen, you know. Then everybody turns around and walks back to this spot, and there's the finish line. So yeah, it's a different thing, but it's what a great group of positive people, though. You know what I mean? Runners, just, it's a positive group to hang around. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. You know, what sort of direction do you see the middle school heading in? Are you still kind of in the phase of feeling them out and seeing where they are right now?
Definitely. You know, I really try to listen a lot more than I speak, and just kind of observe and see where we're going. Just kind of that's a huge thing, I think, for me to be effective, and then to see where we're going. I think, you know, with my I meet weekly with my teacher leadership team, who they meet with their teacher team. So we've got a really nice systems in place for progress and for movement and improvement. And right now we're working really close on reviewing our data from the last round in the spring of YTOP tests, and we're starting to fall. We're going to do some YTOP tests and some MAP tests, and these are standardized tests that help us kind of see where our students are. And we're in the process now. I'm sitting down with each teacher individually and reviewing their goal for the year as far as where they would like to go. And those can be professional development, but also focused on their student learning. And the biggest thing is that's over my overarching goal. That's always, we want students, as they leave, we want them to come in to Clear Creek Middle School, have a wonderful experience for that 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then we want them to be able to successfully transition to high school. And that's my goal, is that they come, they know that they can be successful learners because we've challenged them. They've been successful, and they know that they're going to be successful at that next level, being Buffalo High School. So
I've heard that some schools have stopped teaching cursive writing, and I see that a lot of kids are on laptops all day. They like hand these out or iPads, that sort of thing. Do you think the day is ever going to come when they actually stop teaching kids how to write altogether and they're just on keyboards?
I kind of doubt it, because it seems, you know, it's still such a life skill, you know, the writing, whether it be the cursive or printing. And whereas I think where you get that information is sometimes, you know, schools don't maybe specifically teach to those things, but those things are included in so many things. I mean, your signature. You know, there's so many things that are in there that I think those things are going to be, you know, and they may grow and progress and get better at it. But even with the keyboarding, and, you know, this year we have the one-to-one initiative, which is a big one. So all of our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, they have their own computer every day that they check out in the morning and then check out at the end of the school day. So they're on that computer. But I mean, a lot of time in the building, you will go through classrooms and teachers will be like, okay, I need everybody's attention up here. Close your screens. Be with me. You know, my son's math class, they're still out of a textbook. I say still out of. They're utilizing a textbook, and they do a lot of pencil paper type, you know, working. And it's not even, and you know, we'll say, well, do you want to use the calculator, let's do this at home? And he's like, no, you know, Mr. Mind said we got to do these out. And so you're still seeing those things, but definitely the computers are going to be a wonderful tool for us. But
And I remember when I was in school, they told us that we'd never be able to use calculators, right? Well, now in school they have calculators, right? That they are actually using.
And I think one of the big turns was when we started the standardized testing and things years ago. The standardized tests had the calculator hooked right to, you know, the question. So it was like, here's the calculator, use it. You know, it's a tool. We want to be able to use them. So yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what we try to do as a staff, is let them know, okay, some of the things, it's great for them to pound them out by hand, kind of a thing, so that they understand, you know, the whole process, and they need to do that. But also, why would you not utilize this calculator? I mean, an adult, you balance your checkbook, you balance your, you know, anything, you're probably going to use a calculator, you know? And so that's using those things. So yeah, definitely.
Technology is definitely taking things in directions, some good, some bad. Definitely with research good, the internet. You know, when I was in school, it was still, you went and used the catalog library at the library, you know, and you had to check out books. And if you had a research paper to do, you hoped that, you know, 5 people in your class didn't have the same topic, because there wouldn't be books left at the library for it.
Yeah, people hiding materials, microfiche, do you remember, and microfilm, and all of those things. And now research is so, you know, when you build we went through a new building process. We built a new school in Dubois when I was there the last 7 years. You know, we went through that process, and it's getting harder and harder to even justify having a computer lab, because really when you're one-to-one computing, the computer lab is where the student is. And, you know, research can happen where that student is. If they're, you know, with their computer and tied into Wi-Fi at McDonald's, they can be doing, I mean, you could be doing your graduate school courses almost through, you know, sitting at McDonald's drinking hot chocolate.
Talking with Dr. Brandon Ferris, new principal at Clear Creek Middle School here in Buffalo. Dr. Ferris, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure, and go Bison.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.